Y'all, welcome back to another episode of the Tyson James Podcast. And I've been wanting to talk about this for a little while, but I wanted to condense it down and make it as short of an episode as possible. Now, for anybody that's been listening to my podcast since the beginning, you know that I'm not a Christian. I am not a Muslim. I don't hold any titles when it comes to religion, and I never will. But I came into this world as a Christian. I was born to Christian people, and through my teenage years I held that up. If anybody would have asked, I would have told them I was a Christian. As I started to lean to my own understanding and come to my own conclusions and judge the world and, you know, do all these things and come up with my own notions in my own mind, I came to being a atheist. I think I was around maybe 14, 15 at the time when I told my father that I was an atheist. Of course, my father, being a Christian man with Christian values, did not appreciate that or like that whatsoever. He told me that I was crazy. And one of the other things he said was, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So as I go on throughout my journey, you know, I started to learn at a rapid pace. And then I just was like, you know, religion and Christianity, you know, is all man-made. And, you know, there's a lot of scammers out here. Pastors are, you know, beating people over the head with prosperity gospel and talking people out of their money. And when people are in hard times, they won't even, you know, lend them money or help them out. You know, these preachers are scammers, and, you know, people in the churches, they wrongdoers and they're sinning. And these are the things that I started to come to in my own mind. So I started to be even more of an extremist and, you know, move further and further away from the values that I was brought up on. So I got into this whole spirituality thing where I'm like, okay, I knew this from the beginning. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. And that's still where I'm at today. I'm still spiritual. But now, as I get older and wiser, and I can see what's going on in the world, I'm really starting to see that the world is going to hell in a handbasket. People have lost their mind, and I am deciding that I am taking myself and my family back to church. Now, with all the information that I got, I can never say that I'm a Christian, right? Because Jesus was a Jew, and I'm not following man, I'm following God. So I will never hold any religious titles, but I am going and I'm building more of a relationship with God, more than I ever done before. And I was doing that the whole time, to be quite honest. But now I believe that it's time for me to start to find other spiritual beings with like minds and get closer to them, and we can draw to each other. I'm totally wanting to leave the world. There's nothing out here. People have lost their mind. We're not following anything. We're just making shit up as we go along. Shit could be wrong as hell, and we're going with it because we made it up, and that's what the world is doing. The world is just making up any goddamn thing, going with it because they thought it and they believed it, and they practicing that, and we can see is an epic fail. It's an epic fail. But people aren't taking care of their families. Women are wanting to be city girls. Men are wanting to be city boys. There's no foundation. It's not solid. The things that I'm seeing my peer group do is not worth a shit, to be honest. Nobody got their thinking cap on. Monkey see, monkey do. Whatever people see, whatever people hear on the internet, that's what they're doing, or they just come into their own irrational ideas, and that's what they're going with no validity behind what they're doing. And the gravity of the situation is, we can see that, again, the culture, the people are lost. More people are lost now than they ever been before, because they don't have no traditions to follow. There's a reason why certain groups of people have traditions that they follow, and they continue to follow that same tradition, that same blueprint from the beginning of time, because it's a winning formula. The shit that's going on today, I don't see no winning formulas out there. Everybody is selling their soul for the money. Everybody will do anything for the gram, for any type of attention, for any type of clout. People was throwing away their souls, throwing away their minds, just for clout, just for internet fame, just for you to be relevant, just for you to be talked about. Now, I was never that type, but I will say that, you know, I was in the world. See, I am in the world, but I am not of the world. And I'm going to double down on that, and that's exactly why I'm leaving the world. I'm going back to the tradition. I'm going back to the blueprint that was already laid down for us to follow. Because the shit that we're doing right now don't make no sense. It's women out here with 2 and 3 and 4 kids that's raising those children to be whores. It's dudes out here in their 40s, grandfathers, still going to jail for selling crack cocaine. What kind of example are you to your sons, your grandsons, just the people that's coming up behind you? What kind of example are you to these people? And we're not seeing any good examples of leadership in any direction in the world. The world is going to hell in a handbasket. So I'm going to step back. I'm going to let the world do what it's going to do. I am seeking shelter for myself and for my family. And we are turning around, and we are getting the fuck away from the people who are thinking worldly, thinking the Bible, they call it the cardinal mind. We're getting away from these cardinal mind people, and we're going to salvation, and we're going to shelter, and we're going to something else. Because the shit that's been going on over the past decade, 15 years, it just, something ain't right about it. But I see a lot of people clamoring on to it. There's a whole lot of people following it. I'm just saying, go ahead. If that's what y'all want to do, do it. But, you know, if you want to do something different, don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed to step away from the crowd, to not follow the crowd. The crowd is being led to the slaughterhouse. And there's so many people going off the edge that's in front of you. You can't see what's going on. Once you get to the front, it's going to be too late. It ain't going to be no turning back, because the people behind you just going to push you over, and you're going to fall right off the cliff, and you're going to be right in the slaughterhouse. You're going to be right dead. You're going to perish with the rest of them, and your soul going to burn in eternal hell, and that's going to be that. But it's not too late for you to turn around. It's not too late to grab onto your salvation. It's not too late to grab onto your principles, your morals, the things that's holy, the things that's clean, the things that's righteous. Anybody can do this. Anybody can do this. If you ain't already doing this, anybody can do this. The time to turn your back on the world is now, before it's too late. We can still make it. I know that we can still make it because we still alive. We still got time. But the more we indulge in the world and what they doing, I just don't know. So I'm turning around. I know that to some of you, this is like crazy because, you know, I have talked crazy about these things. It just comes from the lack of knowledge, the lack of inexperience. But now that I have more experience out here in the world, it's time to turn around away from these people. It's time to go in another direction. I never really went with the crowd, and I'm still not going with them, but the little bit of the crowd that I did go with, I'm stepping even further back. I'm going with the old blueprint. This new shit ain't working. I'm out, y'all. And I hope some of y'all come with me. If not, then you don't. If you do, the more the merrier. I love to have you to fellowship with, so we could, you know, strengthen up our future. And that's it, man. I'm out of here. If you in the world, get the fuck out of the world. This could be a warning.